Hello.
Mac, what's up, man? How you doing?
Is this Zach?
It is.
Hey, good. How you doing?
Oh, just thinking about you.
Oh, yeah? What are you thinking?
Oh, you don't want to know, big fella. Think about buying that house.
All right, here, I got a proposal for you.
Does it come with you?
Pardon?
Does it come with you? The house?
Does it come with me?
Yeah.
The house?
Yeah.
Oh, anything's possible.
No.
Right amount of money.
You know, I like talking about possibilities. No, I'm just messing with you, man. You having a good day?
I'm having a good day. Here's what my proposal.
All right, let's hear it.
I'd take $400,000 up front, and then I would finance the other $350,000 for 15 years at 6%.
So hold on, let me write this on my whiteboard. I'm gonna do this. What did you say? You said $400,000.
$400,000 up front cash.
All right, so I'm writing this with a dry erase marker. So I just erased 10. Now we're left with $40,000 down. That sounds a little bit more preferable and realistic. Come on, $400,000. Come on, Mac.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just one extra zero too much.
Well, that's in your estimation. In mine, it's one too few, but it is what it is.
I hear you. But all jokes aside, though, it is way too much. I mean, even if I were to get a loan on this, I mean, I wouldn't even have to come to the table with $400,000. But, you know, I'm not saying you are the bank, but you could be.
So you don't like that proposal, huh?
Well, I mean, I feel, honored and generous that you proposed to me like that, but I'm not that expensive. Just 10 off. No, but in all seriousness, $400,000 is way, I mean, I think you're joking, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm not joking. $40,000 is chump change. That doesn't do anything for me.
What is it you're trying to do?
What do you mean, what am I trying to do? Trying to sell you the property.
I know, but I mean with the money. I mean, if you're going to live in it, why would I give you $400,000 to live in your house?
I'm not going
to
live in it. I told you. That's why I was going to buy a trailer and a truck and head off on out west.
What kind of trailer and truck are you buying for $400,000?
Well, I'm not going to pay $400,000 for a trailer and a truck, but whatever it takes, I'd pay cash out for the Airstream and for the dually diesel, turbo diesel, and then put the rest in something that'll earn me some money.
There you go. Well, realistically, nobody's going to give you $400,000 up front for that, even if you sell finance with anybody. I mean, you think you know that.
No, I didn't know that, or I don't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I
can't remember your mortgage information. The thing you said, you paid it off. You know, unless you were to just straight up sell it, you're not going to get the $400,000. You're not going to get even a, you're not going to get close to $400,000 up front. Unless you sell it traditionally, and then you're going to have to pay capital gains taxes on that as well. Just FYI.
Mm-hmm.
Not an attorney or an accountant, I'm just telling you.
Right. Yeah, I know that.
So, I mean, with this way, we give you right, you know, 40, you're married, you can get up to $80,000 without paying capital gains tax, $40,000 per person. So this way, you don't have to pay tax on that money. Because 21, you've lived there for a while.
50 years, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, with that being said, you do have the tax benefit. But I ain't trying to sell you on anything that you don't want to do. You don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. I'm just telling you the real scenario of the situation. I would love to work with you. I mean, I think you're a funny, good guy and everything, but when it comes down to the numbers, I'm pretty straight on with it.
Well, I will have to think about this some then.
Yeah, I mean, take your time. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, you got my number.
What's the name of your company's?
CVA Homes.
Who? I'm sorry.
Like Central Virginia, CVA.
Uh huh.
So that's
CVA Homes, huh?
Yep, Charlie Victor Alpha.
Yep.
Homes LLC. I mean, we buy quite a bit, but you can check us out, and you know, I know we, you know, joking back and forth, but I'm being serious about that number. 40 grand down, we can figure something. We can figure the rest out. That's just the start.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much waterfront do you buy?
I buy it all.
How much waterfront have you bought in the last 6 months?
So, are you with me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
We just got one in Maryland. I don't know. When did we get that one? A month
ago.
We just got one waterfront last month in Maryland. How much did we pay for that one?
It was $250.
Yeah, I don't know, about a quarter million. Regardless, how it compared to your property.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Regardless, what are you etching for another question, or are you just that curious of how much water property we buy?
No, I was just curious how knowledgeable you are about waterfront property.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I know a thing or two, put it that way.
Yeah, well, a thing or two is a thing or two.
Okay, well, I mean, I can be a jackass and say I know everything about it, and you call me a liar.
I mean, waterfront property is different than inland property.
I completely understand. The riparian rights I look forward to getting if we do a deal.
Yeah.
You know anything about riparian rights?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, I do know a thing or two, like I said.
I spent a lifetime as an environmental scientist doing riparian rights.
That's right. Well, that's something that comes up in conversation quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm not asking to do anything that you don't want to do. You know, I want you to take your time and make a smart investment. But at the end of the day, if I'm going to pay, you know, retail price for something, I'm not arguing with the price. Then, you know, it's just, it's got to make sense for me. And I think, you know, as an investment standpoint, I was just telling this to Keaton the other day, you know, once, you know, I'm a bit younger than you, I'm assuming, but once I get into, you know, the 60s range, I'd probably sell my property on a seller finance type of deal. And, you know, when I die, it'll just be ballooned out to the investor, and the investor will pay, you know, my family. That's
mm-hmm.
the smart thing that I would consider myself, but obviously, you know, that can sound biased. Look, you got time to think about it. I'm not asking for a yes or no. And, you know, if we don't do business, then we don't even do business.
Well, sure, sure. Yeah. You know, no hard feelings.
Yeah. I mean, you're
we're just talking right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let me give this some thought. I've got some things here in the next, let's see, the 14th and the 21st. I've got an eye operation on my right eye on the 14th and on the 21st on my left eye, removing cataract.
Okay.
And so I'm going to be kind of wrapped around the axle here for a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So let me give this some thought and talk to my accountant and my estate planner, see what we can do.
Yeah, I mean, do whatever's necessary, and if you want something that, if you want to continue the conversation in a more elevated nature, then, you know, we can definitely do that, but that's just to start, and then how we execute is dependent on what your exit strategy is in life, just being honest.
Right.
So.
All right, let's just, look, it's good talking to you, good learning a little bit about you and your organization, and you've got a somewhat of an idea of where I'm coming from. So let's reconvene in 2 or 3 weeks and see how it goes. I've got, I do want to talk with a couple of people, and also I want to see what my son thinks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, regardless if you do business with me or someone else, I think that it's always good to have a plan in place. You know, the perfect plan is pretty much imperfect. But, I mean, it is good to have things in steps that if, you know, let's just say something happened to you tomorrow, I mean, what is that? You know, hopefully you got that kind of figured out. But, you know, that I've had to deal with that. So with some of my family, and it's not pretty. So I'm not a planner, but I am proactive.
Right.
So.
All right.
You can distinguish the difference then.
I'll get back up with you, Zach.
All right. Well, I'll give you a call here in, what is that, 2 weeks? What is that, Valentine's Day? Okay. All right.
After Valentine's, like after the 21st would
you
be good.
You don't want to talk on Valentine's Day?
not to a hardhead.
Fair enough. All right, I'll call you after.
I don't mean that derogatorily. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah. I take it as
not
a compliment.
To a guy. I should have said.
I take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate it. You well in your cataract surgery, and we'll catch up.
All right. Thank you, Zach.
Yep. No problem.
Bye.